Good afternoon. This is David Soper with Radio Entrepreneurs, and today we are at the Plymouth Exchange, and today I am with Jackie Burns, Creative Drinking Paint Parties. She's going to tell us how she got started today and what her company is all about. Jackie, give us an idea of how you got started and, you know, what you're into today.
Sure. I got started. I saw that there were these paint nights and paint parties, and you know, I thought I could do it, and I scraped together my little bit of money I had to get my supplies, and my friends really pushed me, and I just started going to restaurants asking them if they, you know, wanted me to come in and do a paint night for them, and it just took off. So now it's over 3 years, restaurants and bars, but it has grown.
Ah, that's great.
Yes.
Could you tell us some of the areas that you work in and specialize in other than restaurants?
Absolutely.
Home parties.
So home parties, restaurants, like you said, and now we are in elementary schools, high schools, assisted living.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
We now do DYS programs,
which
is Department of Youth Services, and that has just been really, really amazing.
So tell us a little bit about the assisted living and
what that's
like. Because today's assisted living isn't like the old nursing homes where people would come in and they weren't really active. So tell us about what a day would be and tell us where you've been.
Sure.
Tell us some of the names.
Yes. I've been to a few places around in Cape Cod and in Sandwich. The names I can't really think of at the moment.
Right.
They come in and they might be a little bit, you know, I don't think I can do this, you know, I don't know. And I take them step by step. I assure them that we got this and I'm there to help them. And, you know, if they have arthritis or whatever, I take the canvas down off the easel and put it down for them or give them a different brush, a longer or shorter one, whatever is best for them. And they have a blast and, you know, hear them laughing and saying, I can't believe I'm 89 years old. I've never painted in my life. And look at this masterpiece. And when are you coming back? It's wonderful to...
Very heartwarming.
Yes, absolutely.
Like,
they're adorable.
Sounds like you're very emotionally connected with some of the groups that you work with. Tell us a little bit about that. And how painting has connected you to people.
It really, truly has. assisted living, I know their names now. I know their story. They feel like family to me.
Oh,
people at restaurants that I've been painting with for 3 years, like last night, one of the painters, this wonderful woman, Lisa, she's like, I can't believe how, you know, if I look at a painting from 3 years ago to today, like, oh my gosh, what a difference. And, 3 years painting with me, you know, every month or more, that's amazing.
Right.
You know, and kids, you know, having them in the grocery store and they run up to me, you know, knowing that they painted with me, or at the end of teaching them at school, they run up and ask for my autograph.
Oh, wow.
That's great. I'm like a rock star.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's great.
It's been, I've made friends, but I've also made more family. It's more of a family. And with the boys at the DYS programs, they are family, you know.
So tell us how you got involved with
sure.
DYS, Divisional Youth Services, and tell us a little bit about how you've got involved with other groups within that program.
Okay. So started about 3 years ago, too. I believe one of the upper people in the Elliot group had went to one of my events at a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Isn't it funny?
Right? So then they had one for the people that worked, like the, you know, all the office
staffers,
people. Staff,
yeah.
Thank you. And which then turned into groups with their parents, so kids with their parents. I did some groups like that, just as like...
Some bonding, huh?
Yep, some bonding. So the kids were there... that go to the DYS programs and their parents, and then it came to just, you know, actually going to the units and and teaching just with the kids. And that's how I kind of got into that.
So you are involved in like different groups, different settings. Is this on a regular basis? How often do you go?
Yeah. So it's every week, and it is different groups. It starts off from secure detention, which is a group that they have not yet been convicted of their crimes. They're kind of in this weird limbo. Then I have boys that are serving their time, and another group, assessment, which is kind of like another limbo. Mm. They're going to be placed soon. So it's like all these actually like these different parts.
No, I understand. Did you get a? Did you have to get a background check?
Yeah.
So get a background check. Are these people somebody that you'd be afraid of if you saw them one on one on the street? Do you have security with you?
They do have staff in the room with me at all times. Am I scared? I've seen fights.
Yeah.
But the boys that I teach with, I'm not afraid of at all. No. Yeah. I mean, things I
take. Because it's an art thing. It's not.
Yeah. We have a whole different connection. I mean, I do hear them talking about things, and I'm like, no, like, this is crazy. Like, don't talk about that. I try to switch the conversation and focus on art or, you know, talking about something totally different. But, there's always a little bit of fear because it's better than that. It's not, I'm not afraid.
You know, Jackie, I've had a chance to interview, this is now the second time. It's truly a wonderful, moving experience to hear your interactions with people and kind of give us faith in humanity that you can touch another person in such a way at any age group with art. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, you are kind of a tough little scrapper. I hope you don't mind me saying that. You started out with a couple of paintbrushes under your arm, and you're picking up pieces of wood and trying to make a living initially, and now you're affecting other people's lives. You are truly a very impressive, impressive person, and you inspire us by what you do. You really do. You're an ordinary human being doing extraordinary things. Oh. And that's a very exciting thing in this world.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So tell us how to book a party with you, how to get connected, maybe the senior living centers. How could a senior living center get a hold of you?
Sure. They could either go to our website, creativedrinking.com. It's K-R-E-A-T-I-V drinking.com. Or they can give me a phone call. It's 508-498-6689. And I'd be happy to give them information, and I would love to work with them, with anyone.
Great. This is David Soper with Radio Entrepreneur. We're at the Plymouth Exchange today, and my guest is Jackie at Creative Drinking, and we've just learned an awful lot today about the human spirit and what art can do for us. Thank you.